Parshat Vetchanan is always read on the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, Shabbat Nachamu. The Pre Tzaddik, Rav Tzaddik HaKohen, has a beautiful explanation as to why, connected to the first pasuk, the first idea in the Parsha, Ve'etchanan El Hashem. Moshe describes about how he sought God's mercy in allowing him to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Midrashim speak about how Moshe continued to daven even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had denied his many requests. The Midrash Tanchuma says that the reason we're told this story is to teach us that a person should never give up. No matter what stage they are in a process, sick, on a deathbed, there's always place for tefillah. The formulation of the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud is Afilu cherev chadamu nechet al tzavarosh ladam. Even if the guillotine lies on one's neck, al yimna atzmo min harachamim. The Mea Shiloach, the Ishbetzim in our parasha says, even after HaKadosh Baruch had already sworn that he would not allow Moshe into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe continued to daven anyway. This is what he meant when he said Ve'etchanan al Hashem pa'et ha'hi, even after the Shavua. Rav Tzaddik HaKohen explains, that's why we read it on Shabbat Nachamu, to strengthen our hearts and our belief and our anticipation, our tzipia li Yeshua, shelo nityaesh min harachamim, that we should not give up in the hope of receiving mercy. We see this idea in the second perek in the parsha, in perek Dalid, where it talks about how the Jewish people are a goy gadol, rak am chacham nevenavon hagoy hagadol hazeh. Pasuk Zayin develops a little bit more why and what way we're a goy gadol. It says, "Mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav." Who has a God so close to them that whenever we call out, there's a response? It may not be the response we want, but God always hears our tefillah. The Medrash Rabbah develops this idea on the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, when you see your children b'tzar, and they ask for rachamim, you should always answer them." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him and said, "Moshe Chayecha, b'chol shash yikru oti, ani ya'aneh otam." We don't always get what we want, but God always hears our tefillos. Piska Yud Bet in the Medrash Rabbah says the following, "Af shari tefillah eina ninalam la'olam." Even the shari tefillah, not just the shari tshuva and the shari demos, but even the shari tefillah are never closed. Dichtiv, Kashem Elokeinu, b'chol koreinu elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with us. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami is an expression of this. This is why we read Parshat Ve'etchanan, so we should be inspired by the fact that God always hears our tefillot.